Beginning of the game, we started well. Defensively, went out there, you know, had a nice stop. We get the ball offensively. You know, we drive down the field and, you know, we wound up kicking a field goal, which is, you know, always something that you like to go and get that first score on the board. And I thought after that, you know, we really didn't have much going offensively. I thought the defense was doing a good job. You know, we gave up a sack fumble. We had a play action pass that shouldn't be tipped at the line of scrimmage that was tipped. You know, and then we had a ball go off one of our receivers, which is that was thrown. So, you know, we had the three turnovers. We were able to overcome one. You know, we turned it over. Then Telvin made a nice play. Telvin and Gip were in position to make it. The other disappointing part was, you know, we gave up 3 points early on, you know, in the first half, and, you know, we can't do that. We get, you know, a penalty that gets us out of field goal range and then wind up, you know, getting the ball tipped and a pick. So, you know, those things, you know, we've got to do a better job in either, you know, starting with me and calling, you know, what we want to get called in those situations, how we're going to, you know, overcome them. Thought the second half we went out and a couple things, you know, most of the drives on offense started with penalties. You know, it's very difficult to overcome that. You know, we had a plan that, you know, screens have worked well. I think, you know, give Tennessee credit. They did a good job. They were defending them well. They didn't, you know, they did a good job today from that standpoint. And then, you know, then we kick a ball down the middle of the field and get a big punt return, and that's seven. And, you know, they get the ball back again on the 50. They take a shot. We get beat on a guy makes a good play on a go. Had some good coverages. But at the end of the day, you know, when you look at three turnovers, you know, compared to one, you look at the penalties, you know, when they occur, where do they occur. Those things are very challenging, you know, for us, and that's not the way we want to play. So at the end of the day, just like I said before, you know, after the first week I wasn't too high. This week I'm not too low. I've got to do a better job, you know, making sure, you know, the penalties not putting us in those, you know, poor situations. And then, you know, obviously at the end I talked to the team about, you know, obviously that's frustration, and those things need to be pointed to things that are going to make us better and get ready to play the next play. So that was my talk with the team, and I'm looking forward to, you know, obviously cleaning this thing up and getting back to work.
Doug, on offense, did it look like self-inflicted stuff?
Or yeah. Anytime you have, like, you know, holding, hands to the face, you know, we want a mesh route for a big game, you know, and we just need to continue to run. You know, it wasn't meant to be a pick. You know, two guys ran into each other. You know, I think those are the things that I know I can do a better job of coaching, you know, and I think we can do a better job, and that would help us in the execution. So I would say those things are, you know, unforced errors, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, I would agree with that. And I think it's hard to overcome those things.
Doug, did you ever consider changing quarterbacks?
For what reason? Yeah. No.
This was your first game without A. Rob. Were they putting some extra attention toward Marquise to go downfield, or was it a combination of things?
No, I think what happened was is early on, coverage-wise, was, you know, what we expected, and then you know, once the game got to you know, a 2-3 score game, you know, then obviously the coverage changed, you know, like in most teams would do. So I didn't see anything where there was an emphasis on one or the other, you know, but obviously I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, losing A-Rob doesn't hurt. You know, obviously it does. I said it last week, but, you know, it's a challenge for us, and we've got to find ways to do a better job.
Coach, do you feel like the defense wore down in the second half?
You know, they popped us on a couple. We lost the edge. I think that's one of my concerns when we go back and look at it. You know, they wound up getting the ball. You know, they were dipping it in, dipping it out. We've got to make sure we control the edges. You know, we got hit inside. We got, you know, lost a gap. I mean, we had as many people up there as we're going to get, you know. So, you know, we did everything we could to fill the gaps up, and we just got to make the plays. And, you know, credit to those guys and, you know, jumping that ball outside. They made some nice runs.
Doug, from what you saw, why do you think Blake was unable to spark the offense in the second
half? Well, I think, you know, you look at when you look at, you know, again, a lot of emphasis is going to go back to that. You know, it's kind of the question about the quarterback, you know, sack fumble. What, you know, that's blindside hit. You know, what are you going to do there? You know, it's not like he's not trying to make it. He made some plays on his feet. You know, the second one, I mean, the guy's open. You know, it's a play-action pass. People shouldn't have their hands up. That's up front. You know, that can't happen. You know, then the next one, you know, I got to take a better look at it. But, you know, anytime that ball touches anyone's body, you know, and then, you know, some of the catches we have to make, some of the, you know, things we have to do offensively, we got to put our players in good shape. But, you know, it's hard to call plays, you know, when you're starting out, you know, first and 20, you know, things like of that. So, you know, those are tough things. And you're making decisions of, hey, do we, you know, we try to come out of it, you know, and try to take some shots down the field and we give a sack up, you know what I'm saying? And now it's field position again. So these are the things that are going through, you know, our minds when we're out there.
You mentioned just a moment ago about trying not to be too high, not too low. Last week you had 10 sacks of the quarterback, mm-hmm. and this week this Tennessee line pretty much protected Mariota and the running backs. Talk a little about that and, you know, things that you were trying to, you know, work that wasn't working.
Well, no, I thought early on we were starting to get good pressure to him. I mean, that's why I think you saw him throw the interception. You know, he's throwing off his back foot. We were having some good rushes. I think, you know, you saw his escapability at times. You know, I thought Miles made a nice play on the first sack. You know, he was ready to escape and run, and Miles made the tackle on the third down play. You know, a couple other ones where he was able to escape and get rid of the ball. So I don't look at it from that standpoint of, you know, a lot of times in games, those things come dependent upon the score, you know. And I thought, you know, we didn't have a lot of opportunities later on, obviously, because our concern was, you know, trying to stop the run. And I can't speak for them, but I'm sure they were trying to run the ball and eat up as much clock.
Double-digit penalty second week in a row. How big of a concern is that?
It's always a concern. I think, you know, it's funny. You know, penalties, most people talk about from an analytical standpoint, don't really coincide with winning or losing. I don't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? I think they do. And, you know, that's something that we have to clean up now. Because I think, you know, when you look at this game and people say that, you know, at the end of the year when they look at those statistics that they don't really win or lose, well, you know, I always say, well, look at this game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this does not give us the position that we want to be in from a standpoint of field position, a standpoint of being able to run the football the way we want to.